Hello everybody and welcome to a, well, regular episode, bonus episode, I don't know what it is, some sort of episode of NBA Peculiarities. Tonight, well, for me, I don't know what time it is, but it's like middle of the night, I think it's like 2 a.m. We have Cavaliers Brooklyn Nets, and at 4:30 a.m. or something, we have Clippers Timberwolves. I'll actually have a quick little look. For me it's at 1 a.m. and at 3:30 a.m. I hope for you guys that you can watch it because it's one heck of a day. But I unfortunately cannot, two heck of a games. I don't know if that's even, I don't think that's good English. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Still have a little cold. So let's just forget about my grammatical error. Let's move on to the basketball. So, the play-in. The play-ins are set. And we have Cavaliers, Nets. Look, the Nets are the better team, right? And you would expect them to go through. But what the Cavaliers have showed me this season is that I don't necessarily, you know, that doesn't necessarily have to be the case. I think it can go either way. I'd give Brooklyn the edge, but it's sports and everything can happen. But yeah, I'm gonna say Brooklyn will win. We'll see on that. Also, I want to talk about the final game of the season. The Bucks made a choice that I fully understand. They played like a D level lineup or something, like the fourth lineup they could have come up with. They lost big time. But Celtics won, so they don't have to face probably the Nets. And instead, who are the 60? Hold up. Instead, they'll have to face, well, if I'm not mistaken, the Raptors. Normally seeing the Raptors, so yeah. Honestly, why can't I? You know the Bulls, of course, the Raptors are the fifth seed. My bad. I understand that choice. I mean, if you could choose between a Bulls team that isn't in great form, or a Brooklyn team that's coming back into form with two superstars, the answer is quite simple, isn't it? I probably would have done the exact same thing. Now, if you take a look, why can I see the playoff schedule? Thank you. We have, honestly, mate, why can't I see this? I can see it now. What was I saying? Honestly, I was taking a look at the playoff bracket. And now I just, you know, let's just talk about the playoffs. Honestly, East, West, doesn't matter. Just something, because I'm losing my mind here. Let's see if I can, yeah. So, let's just take, quickly talk about Atlanta, Charlotte. Honestly, to go either way, they have the exact same record as well. Apparently, Atlanta has a tiebreaker, so I assume they won the series against Charlotte. Now, I don't know what to think of that, man. That really could go either way, but I think the Hawks feel for me as a better team. It just feels like that, but you never really know. Like, those play-in games are so extremely close. Like messed up, but alright. But even if the Cavaliers lose against the Nets and they come against Atlanta or Charlotte, I still think they have a big chance of winning that. So I think, honestly, I think that it's Brooklyn and Cleveland in the playoffs. Just the play-in for me definitely isn't playoffs. And what I've heard from other NBA fans, they feel the same as well. It's something totally different. If you made the play-in, you haven't made the play-in yet. It's just fact. Let's move over to the West. We have Minnesota, LA. Again, a game that could go either way. But I'm going to put it on Minnesota because they're simply put the better team. Now, Clippers have Paul George again. But like Minnesota, the team is well constructed. There are quite a few games above 500. And, you know, it's... I don't know, the team just feels good, they have good chemistry, and I think that, yeah, I think they're capable of beating the Clippers, but of course in one game everything can happen, but yeah, I think that the team in general is better than the Clippers, even with Paul George, like it just balances out, and Paul George against the whole team, or whole team against Paul George, yeah, that's, yeah. Now, of course, they made the 8th seed, so the Clippers aren't, like, a bad team even without Paul George, but it isn't the same level, in my opinion. New Orleans, San Antonio. That would be New Orleans for me without Zion. Quite frankly, it wouldn't surprise me if San Antonio won, but it just feels... I don't know, it feels like New Orleans will win, but you never know. Honestly, like I've said that like 10 times already. In how long have I been recording? In 6.5 minutes. I said 10 times already or something. That, you know, that isn't really something you should do. But, that isn't, sorry for that. That was completely messed up. That everything is so close and it could go either way, but... New Orleans is just a better team for me. The Zion situation, though. I mean, we'll see about that next season, but I think we're gonna have to make an episode about that because the question remains, will Zion actually want to play for New Orleans? Because it's starting to feel like he just wants out. Or that is just the conspiracy theory, I don't know. It wouldn't really surprise me if he's using it to get this to get out. Honestly, it really wouldn't. But, also, even if he doesn't, he's such a young player and he missed like an entire season now. That can be good, and it isn't his first injury either. So something has to be done because otherwise his career's, yeah, not what people hoped for and expected. So yeah, that's that. I mean, playoff series, so let's assume it's Miami-Cleveland. Maybe I should make playoff predictions once the play-ins are over. I think that's a better idea. Yeah, that's that. Oh yeah, and I really want to apologize for what happened this episode. Like I just totally forgot what I was talking about. Now I remember that I was talking about the last games of the season, the last day. At least I was talking about that. I don't know if I finished it or not. But what I also just wanted to say is like the most random people just getting great stat lines because the starters don't play. It's like actually very funny. So yeah, it's actually nice to see them and like they show that they actually have quality. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the playoffs mostly. Honestly, I've said this in my last episode as well. It's nice to watch. But I would prefer to go back to the old ways. Just because the 7 and the 8 seed have already proved themselves. And the 9 and 10 seed have proved that they are not playoff worthy, in my opinion. Even though in the East they're all above 500. Then so be it, you know. Just let the 7 and the 8 seed play because they're better. They've proven that across the whole entire season. They have beaten more teams. Or they've won a tiebreaker. That's also possible, you know. So... And that one game then just ruins your whole postseason because you're the 8th seed and you lose 2 games in a row while you were actually the better team. And then you can make the argument, I'm just really repeating myself from last episode, but it's my podcast, I can do whatever I want. So, yeah, and you're just wasting your whole postseason opportunities because you lose 2 games in a row. Which happens to almost every team during the regular season. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, man. Yeah, this is what I was saying. Again, like, that's the third time this episode is. I just completely forget what the heck I'm saying. Then you can make the argument for, yeah, but they lost, so the other teams are better. Well, in a way, yes. If you looked at one game, and if you would have, like, before the play-in, the year before the play-in, you had Memphis versus Portland. They had the same record for the 8th seed, and then the tiebreaker was the same as well or something. I don't remember. And they gave that a play-in. And if Memphis lost that game, right, and Portland went through. So that is something that I really appreciate, actually, that you, I don't know if that was a tiebreaker for that, but I don't really remember, but let's assume that there was a tiebreaker, that you don't use the tiebreaker, but just an extra game. That's great. Then you can say, but they lost, so the Trailblazers were the better team. Yes, because they had the same record as the closest regular season, but I don't know, man. I think the regular season proves enough that you're playoff worthy. Yes or no? But that's just my opinion. I was getting off track. Have fun watching the play-ins. I'll be back normally seen. Maybe not. Who knows? Who knows? But I should be back with a playoff prediction episode once the play-ins are over. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll still enjoy the play-ins, even though I can't watch them because it's in the middle of the night. And even though I don't really agree with the idea, I do like the content though, which is probably the main reason why it exists. But alright, so yeah, I'm still gonna enjoy it, and I hope you do too, and I'll be back. Thank you for listening, and I hope you listen to the next one as well. Bye bye.